Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Pick up your book bags, grab your notebooks. It's time to go on campus with Denton.
Hey, give me my theme music.
This from a friend of mine. He just sent me a link to this story. Denton's joining us right now, but I just want to read from it off of the conversation about Chauncey Billups. Yesterday, the NCAA approved a rule change that will allow athletes and athletic department staff members to bet on professional sports. The rule goes into effect on November 1st. So college athletes were not allowed to bet legally or illegally, and now they are allowed to bet on professional sports. Again, like Neil and I talked about, this is the part where if you're new to this and you don't follow this, it doesn't matter what you bet on. If you're an athlete or a coach, you could bet on, you know, crew. If you get in deep with the book and you owe, you know, an illegal bookmaker a lot of money, the way out sometimes is to then take your position in your sport and make something happen. Yeah, the over-under on my point total tonight is 16.5. I'm going way under. So we'll clear the tab that I owe you after I go, you know, 3-for-12 from the floor and score 7 points. I think that's a bad idea, man. Bad idea. But the other thing, too, and I talked about this yesterday, Denton, how about the fact that G League players are now allowed to go back to college and play? Have you seen that?
Yes.
The G League NBA players are allowed to go back and play in college.
I saw a story on that and I thought it was fake. I was like,
"It's not fake."
How are we getting back to that point? Also, I love the irony of the fact that less than 24 hours ago, the NCAA approved that rule, and then this morning, Rozier gets hit, Chauncey Billups gets hit, and I have heard that there's a potential of Malik Beasley getting re-hit. The NBA cleared him, but he might be part of this in some capacity as well. And I will guarantee you this, they are not the only ones. This is far more prevalent in the NBA than I think most people realize. It's a little bit more difficult in the NFL, but in the NBA with props, you're in such control of whatever your particular number is that it's going to be, there's going to be way more than just these three guys that are in on this.
Right. All right, let's talk some college football. I actually want to start with Maryland. You know, Denton hosts a college football show on Sirius XM, has for the last few years, and Denton joins us every Thursday in this spot to talk college football. You know, the Terps have lost three heartbreakers in a row. They blew a 20-0 lead, lost to Washington. They had the lead, a 10-point lead over Nebraska in the second half, lost to them, and had a 7-point lead against UCLA, or had a lead. lead. I'm sorry, 10-7 in the fourth quarter against UCLA and lost to them. I don't know if you've watched them much, but I've gotten into it with a bunch of Maryland fans and Maryland people on Malik Washington, their young quarterback, and their offensive coordinator, Pep Hamilton, who, by the way, was the OC at Stanford for Andrew Luck. Then Andrew Luck basically took him with him into the NFL to be the offensive coordinator at Indianapolis in Luck's early years. Have you watched much of Maryland? I'm assuming not. Why would you?
Not nearly as much as you have, but I have kept up with Malik Washington in particular. He is interesting to me.
So I'm going to hit you with something now that I don't think a lot of people know. Maryland and Malik Washington. Malik Washington has been sacked two times in seven games. Mm-hmm. The fewest of any quarterback in the Big Ten other than Julian. Oh, no, more than any quarterback in the Big Ten, including Julian Sain, who's been sacked three times, the quarterback of Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Top three in the country in the fewest times sacked. If you've watched Maryland and you see they cannot run the ball, they do not have an offensive line where they can run the ball. And by the way, they're not much better in pass protection, to be honest with you. For that to be a number with a freshman quarterback is insane and can only be a result. Well, for the most part, more likely than not, can only be about an offensive coordinator who recognizes their deficiencies, recognizes he's got a freshman quarterback, and is designed and play called around that. That's an amazing number to not be sacked as a freshman quarterback with no running game and not a great ability to protect the passer. That's why I think Pep Hamilton's done a good job with him. Malik Washington's problem is he's inaccurate. Yeah. Something we talked about very early on. He is wildly inaccurate at times. He is athletic. He's big. He's, you know, I think he sees it. He's under center. Pep's doing a lot with play action to try to keep the pass rush at bay. They're using passes, short passes, as part of the run game. But his inaccuracy is more responsible for losing three in a row than I think Pep Hamilton's play calling is. That's all. I'll just say that.
I would agree with
He's
that.
A 59% passer. If he were a 63% passer, Maryland, instead of being 4-3, would be 5-2 or 6-1 right now.
They definitely wouldn't be in the position to where you are now circling Michigan State and Rutgers' must-wins to get into a bowl game.
Yeah,
so they wouldn't be win hunting the way that they are now. It is pretty insane to think that they can execute on that level to where he's not getting sacked, but then they're not winning games either. And it is the inaccuracy. And to be fair to Malik Washington, there are not a lot of quarterbacks that as a freshman coming in immediately are super duper accurate. It's just very, very rare.
Also, to be fair, he's got a major drop problem with his receivers. They
right.
drop a lot. I think they lead the Big Ten, or they're top two or three in the Big Ten in drop passes. So that's been an issue as well. But if you watch him, Denton, there's definitely some flaws, and they're going to have to fix those. And Pep Hamilton is good at doing that. I think he is, you know, this is a process with a true freshman starting at quarterback in the Big Ten, and it's going to take some time. But he, you know, he'll try to drill it through a brick wall from 3 feet away. I mean, yeah. He's not a great touch thrower at this point.
Which, again, as a freshman, that'd be stunning if he was. Because I can think of one freshman that came in and was really, really good, and that was Trevor yeah. Lawrence. But he even wasn't immediately really good, because if you remember, it was yeah. him and Kelly Bryant, and Dabo had to decide and eventually benched Kelly Bryant like 4 or 5 games into the season to then elevate Trevor Lawrence. But that Clemson team was talented. I mean, that was one of the best teams that we'd ever seen prior to yeah. the next year, when LSU became one of the best teams we'd ever seen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I would say this, that, and I'm referencing Mike Shanahan when I say this. Mike Shanahan told me once, accuracy is something that you can work on and you can improve. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have it naturally, you'll never be elite at it. He said the best accuracy is incredibly important. And he's like, if you don't have it naturally, you can improve and you can become good, but you'll never be an elite accurate passer. There's a natural part of it that is sort of innate as a thrower. And I don't think Malik has that. Now, again, of course it can improve and it can get better, and he will, you know, apparently he is smart and he's got a great work ethic. I just, the Maryland people that are killing Pep Hamilton, I think are missing a part of this. I'm not saying that there haven't been some frustrating moments for me either in watching them, because they are good defensively, Denton. They're really good on defense. And they're good enough defensively to be, you know, if they were just a little bit, you know, a little bit better offensively, an 8-9 win team this year, legitimately. And by the way, their defense is super young and now it's super injured. But yeah, it's been frustrating to watch. And look, this is not, you know, I'm not extending this to Loxley. I still think, as I've said for many years, they're too undisciplined. They commit too many penalties to be an upper tier team. It's just, it's been his hallmark. Recruiting outstanding players, future NFL players, but a team that typically is among the top two or three teams in the Big Ten in penalties, one of the top, you know, teams in the country when it comes to penalties. And it's that lack of discipline that has been an absolute given with his team since he arrived at Maryland, and it's been, you know, one of those hurdles that they have to clear to ever become, you know, better than what they've been, and in the Big Ten games anyway. I'm consuming this segment with Maryland talk. I don't want to do that with you. Can you stick around for another segment after we're done with this one?
Yeah, I can. But let me stay on the Maryland thing then.
Yes,
while we're
please.
Here. What's their connection to private equity? Because that's
The Big Ten thing?
Yeah, because that's the future of the Big Ten. And like, you have a quarterback that I think has the potential to be the best quarterback they've had under Loxley. I thought, you know, Talia was good, but I do think the ceiling from Malik Washington is higher. Now with private equity,
I agree with that.
Everybody has money. Can you keep him? Because that's been one of their biggest struggles, is that Lox does a really good job recruiting players, and then they leave because everyone else can offer them money. Like, it has to be a gut punch for you and other Maryland fans to look at Roman Hemby having immense amount of success elsewhere when you should have kept him, but you didn't have the financial resources to do so. And now, like, Indiana showcased when they signed Cignetti that everyone has money now in the Big Ten. So I hope that Maryland can find money to keep guys like Malik Washington around. It would be another just gut punch to develop him to a point and then have somebody else pluck him, like potentially an Ohio State, Penn State, whoever, pluck him, and then they develop him to the point where he's now reaching the talent that we saw he could, and he just didn't do it at your program.
Yeah. You know, the story that you mentioned, I haven't talked about it on the air. I have been following it to a certain degree, and that is the Big Ten potentially taking a massive private equity deal, like an investment of like $7 billion.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or, I'm sorry, $2
billion. $2 billion over 10 years.
$2 billion. No, it would be $2 billion $2 billion for 10% of the league. Anyway, long story short, that doesn't change the salary cap. You know, the salary cap is an NCAA thing where you've got a $20.5 million salary cap to spread out among the athletic department. But that gets into what you would have then potentially for NIL deals. But the NIL, you know, right now in terms of the enforcement of the new rules is still a TBD, situation.
So all over the place. But the nice thing about the equity would then be for Maryland, all right, how can we improve what we have going on here as a program?
Yeah.
How can our facilities upgrade? Because
they're getting $20.5 million, of which, 80% of it's going to men's football.
Right.
And then the difference is between a Maryland and Ohio State is what Ohio State has for NIL.
Right. And their NIL is just absolutely insane. It's like they report on a certain number, but I know that number is a little bit larger than what is reported on.
Right. By the way, the Michigan linebacker, Barham, that was at Maryland too, losing him, that dude looks to me like a first-round
Sunday player.
Prospect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Maryland has done a good job recruiting guys that are going to play on Sundays.
Oh.
They just don't do a great job of keeping them around.
Let me just mention something. This is probably, I don't think I'm speaking out of school here. Locks, for sure, has been one of the best recruiters. Considering what Maryland is, which is a non big time football school. It's in the Big Ten, but it's one of the true basketball first schools. Always has been that. he is clearly an unbelievable communicator and salesman. The recruiting's incredible. The market to recruit in, the DMV is great. But I also heard that when we read this story, remember last February, that he had interviewed for the Jets head coaching job.
Yes.
Remember, Denton, we were doing the show and we're like, really?
Yeah, turning all stones. The Jets were.
I heard that he was the most impressive of anybody interviewed by the Jets. They hired Aaron Glenn. It would be hard to hire Michael Oxley with the record that he has, and justify that hire. But I have heard that he was the most impressive interview that anybody of anybody that the Jets interviewed. And it doesn't surprise me. He is he's a high quality person, and he is a phenomenal communicator and leader. I just, from a discipline standpoint on the field, that's been Maryland's, bugaboo. I mean, the penalties have just, hurt them time in and time out in some of the games that they've had chances to win in the Big Ten, because his overall Big Ten record is terrible.
Yeah. It has to be, for you, I'd imagine, pretty tough to deal with discipline issues and then receivers dropping things on Saturdays and on Sundays, because both teams have that issue in this market.
Yes, they both do. He's 17-43 in the Big Ten. How many Big Ten coaches would survive 6-7 years of 17-43? And by the way, the overall record, 37-44 at Maryland.
Right. That is not many. I'm Googling Greg Schiano's record right now, because I think he'd probably be the only other person that could survive.
Greg Schiano had a year in which they were top 10 at Rutgers. Remember that?
Yeah, that was years ago, but yes.
It was.
I mean, that was almost 20 years ago, which is crazy to say.
Is it 20 years ago?
Yeah, it was.
No.
Yeah.
Maryland went in and beat Rutgers. They were in the top 10, and they beat them, and it was like, are you kidding me? We're playing Rutgers in a top 10 matchup. and they weren't in the league. They weren't sharing a league at that point. It was an ACC versus Big East game. All right, let's talk other college football with Denton. We'll do that after these words from a few of our sponsors. You're listening to the Kevin Sheehan Show and the Team 980, theteam980.com. And don't forget, you can watch us on our YouTube page. Just open up the app, the Odyssey app, type in Team 980 and hit subscribe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.